This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a clear sky now and 63 degrees. Hurricane Milton has made landfall on the west coast of Florida.
The storm made landfall south of Sarasota and Tampa onto the barrier island of Siesta Key. Hurricane Milton struck with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles an hour. Governor Ron DeSantis has been telling those who didn't evacuate to shelter in place, but just in case.
We have massive amounts of search and rescue equipment and personnel standing by. And we hope that there's not a big need for that, but we're prepared for that.
Potentially deadly storm surge as high as 13 feet in some spots and widespread flooding are expected to run from Florida's west coast all the way across to the east. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Milton has now been downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane. More than 3 million people in Florida are without power. A Wichita woman has been arrested after police say she shot her 16-year-old son Wednesday morning in the 9100 block of East Harry at the Claremont Apartments. The 46-year-old woman called 911 and reported that she shot her son, who was hospitalized in extremely critical condition. The woman was arrested on suspicion of aggravated battery, aggravated assault, domestic violence, and aggravated assault. The $450 million school bond for Wichita Public Schools will officially be put to vote in February. The Kansas State Board of Education approved the February 25th special election. If approved, the district says the money would be used to update schools as part of their facilities master plan. Kansas has been named one of the worst states for driving behavior.
A study published in Forbes Advisor ranks Kansas the ninth overall worst state. The study shows Kansas is number two among the states for texting while driving. Kansas also ranks in the top 10 of other bad driving categories, such as changing lanes or turning without signaling, eating while driving, and speeding up to make it through a yellow light. Other states that ranked higher include Oregon at number two, and Hawaii is number one. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Israel says Iran will pay a price for its ballistic missile attack last week. Fox's Mike Tobin has the latest on the conflict in the Middle East.
The U.S. has been pushing for a strike that is symbolic and avoids sparking a larger war, according to Israeli sources. With that, President Biden had his first phone call with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu since August. Iran, with its foreign minister Abbas Araghchi in Saudi Arabia, threatened consequences for any neighboring countries that allow Israel to use their airspace for a strike. There is no let-up in the battering the Israeli Air Force is delivering to Lebanon, with punishment concentrating in the neighborhood called Dahia, where most of Hezbollah's leadership was killed and civilians suffer.
Northern Israel continues to take rocket fire from Hezbollah in Lebanon, where Americans are being urged to evacuate. A country music superstar countersues his accuser.
Garth Brooks has named his sexual accuser in a lawsuit he filed in response to her accusations. He's asking for compensatory and punitive damages after alleging she tried to extort millions from him. The 62-year-old country superstar filed the lawsuit on Tuesday, according to Page Six, stating when Jane Roe threatened to publish lies about him, intending to blackmail plaintiff into paying her millions of dollars, plaintiff filed his lawsuit to preserve his reputation. Because his accuser allegedly leaked his name, Brooks decided to submit a secondary filing that included both their names. In the countersuit, Brooks claimed that the allegations are not true. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
We'll be right back.
KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. A Wichita man convicted of robbing area pharmacies was sentenced to more than 10 years in prison. 42-year-old Stephen Stone was found guilty on 6 counts of aggravated robbery, including the theft of hydrocodone pills. Prosecutors said he robbed 6 pharmacies between 2021 and 2022. Former President Trump rallied in Pennsylvania, criticizing the Biden administration's handling of Hurricane Helene. Fox's Aisha Hazmi reports.
FEMA was great under Trump.
The political storm is growing as former President Trump once again slams the federal government's hurricane response ahead of monster storm Milton's landfall in Florida. RNC co-chair Lara Trump even threatening legal action in North Carolina to make sure everyone can vote. The State Board of Elections has already approved measures to promote ballot access for 13 counties hit by Hurricane Helene. The GOP nominee rallying in President Biden's birthplace of Scranton, Pennsylvania, where he announced he's going after deep blue states. Trump is targeting blue-collar workers hit hard by the economy. As Vice President Kamala Harris heads to Erie, Pennsylvania on Monday, both candidates are chasing female suburban voters here.
A Real Clear Politics average has the two candidates almost tied in the state, former president with a slight edge. South Dakota is removing people from its voter polls.
South Dakota's top election official has removed 273 people from the state's rolls as early voting is already underway ahead of the November general election. The State Department of Public Safety said those removed are non-U.S. citizens and that the discovery was part of a review to ensure the integrity of South Dakota's elections. Opponents, though, say the move is illegal and could disenfranchise valid voters. The state's chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union is calling for the purged voters to be reinstated. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Artwork stolen by Nazis in Austria before World War II is returned to the owner's descendants.
The Monet pastel, which depicts rocks along the shoreline of the Normandy coast, was one of 20,000 items recovered by the FBI art crime team out of an estimated 600,000 artworks and millions of books and religious objects stolen by the Nazis. Helen Lowe says her grandparents fled Vienna after the Nazis annexed Austria in 1938, leaving almost everything behind. They tried to ship their valuables to London, but found out later they had been auctioned off to fund the Third Reich. She said that even though her grandparents hadn't identified as Jewish and baptized their children as Protestant, they were still considered Jewish under Nazi law. Relatives who stayed behind were killed in concentration camps. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing that the traffic volumes are thin right now, getting a little heavier out there. However, the one thing I did see in traffic is we had some really heavy traffic westbound on Lincoln, and that was on the bridge right there between Broadway and Seneca. Traffic was running real slow westbound right there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now our forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
There's a small chance for a shower or thunderstorm, mainly during the early part of the day. So morning hours, possibly into the early part of the afternoon. We only stand at around a 10% chance in severe weather not expected. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies and another warm high of 85. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
Currently, we have a clear sky, a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, October 10th. Stephen 10 in the morning here, and we had another sunny day across south central Kansas. Wednesday, yesterday's high temperature in Wichita, 88 degrees. Normal high for the date is 74. And on this date in 1973, north central Oklahoma was inundated by 15 to 20 inches of rain in 13 hours. Enid received almost, over 15 and a half inches from nearly stationary thunderstorms, which established a 24-hour state rainfall record in north central Oklahoma. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
On this date in 1973, Vice President Spiro T. Agnew, accused of accepting bribes, resigned his office and pleaded no contest to one count of federal income tax evasion. A lot of people were surprised when Nixon put him on the ticket in 72 and proved to be a bad choice. Voter fraud does happen occasionally.
Why was Nixon looking for a new vice president in 72?
Help me out.
I'm just
posing
the question.
He ran in 68.
Yeah, who was his vice president the first
Lodge,
term?
Maybe? Henry Cabot Lodge?
Hmm.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
But I was a child then, too. Yeah. Let's check it out. I think it was Henry Cabot Lodge.
Okay.
Voter fraud does happen occasionally, and when it does, we tend to hear a lot about it. Fraud also gets caught. People are prosecuted. The nation's multi-layered election processes provide many safeguards that keep voter fraud generally detectable and rare. That's the assessment of current and former election administrators of both parties. America's elections are decentralized with thousands of independent voting jurisdictions, so it's virtually impossible to pull off a large-scale vote-rigging operation that could tip a presidential race or most any other race. Voter fraud is a crime that can be punished with hefty fines and prison time. So I will just tell you personally, from watching 55 years of elections in my career, voter fraud is pretty much what they said there, non-existent. But some people make a big deal out of it.
There are some very high
very
people that
very high-ranking
they beat
people
the drum on this every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
2024 race to the White House has already seen unexpected twists and turns, and roughly 3 in 4 American adults, 3 in 4, believe the upcoming presidential election is vital to the future of U.S. democracy. That's according to a survey from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Against that backdrop, some have been rolling out meditations or providing tips and skills to cater to those stressed by the election as they try to manage uncertainty, calm anxiety, or navigate challenging conversations. What about you, Ted? Are you thinking this is going to be the election of the century or something like that?
Well, they say that every election.
You know,
me personally,
pretty much do.
Me personally,
you've been around a while.
Doesn't seem to change no matter who's in the White House.
If you've been around a while and you've seen a few of these elections, I always say,
obviously there's a candidate you prefer over the other, but in the big picture, I don't stress about it.
Every 4 years, when there's a new president coming in, you kind of swing to the right a little bit, or then you swing to the left a little bit, but usually it just keeps going, like the ever-ready bunny. And we hope for the best. Okay. I found out something I didn't.
No matter who's in the White House, my taxes go up.
Much changes.
Yeah, doesn't seem to be.
I just found out about this. I guess I don't know whether it's my fault or because I haven't been paying attention that St. George Lebanese dinner, the annual dinner, is coming up this weekend.
This weekend, baby.
4 to 8 p.m. on Saturday. Dine-in closes at 7 p.m., noon to 7 on Sunday. That's on East 13th, and if you've never been there, it's a deal.
Annual Wichita event.
Shelly and I try to get out every year. They got Lebanese dinners. You can drive up, dine in, whatever you want. They're $22 for adults and $15 for kids under 10, and it's a great thing to watch. I just go out to watch to see how they're organized because they've got the kids out there running the food out to you. They got people directing traffic. It's very well organized. And it's great food. And that's coming up this weekend.
I know. I'm
did
like
you hear
you.
About this?
I'm like you. I always think, I was like, that dinner, that's in mid-October. That's ages away. It's mid-October already.
It's here.
That's what gets me is how quickly we've arrived at mid-October.
I don't know who the publicity chairman is, but I had to kind of find this myself. nothing intended there. But good.
I came across it on Facebook.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it not. All right, well, we've got it anyway, and it's this weekend. We know about that. Steve and Ted here, 6:16 on a Thursday morning. Gosh, yeah. I got a lot of stuff piled up that we're going to talk about.
Oh, good.
And one controversy that you and I will talk about at 7:35.
Oh, my. I'm looking forward.
We'll see if we can
look forward to
do
this.
A point-counterpoint or something on that. All right, let's take a look at sports. We've got some sports to tell you about this morning, as always. Lead off sports with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, last night, the Major League Baseball playoffs. You got Game 3 as first postseason game in Kansas City in 9 years. The Royals hosting the top team in the league, the New York Yankees. And once again, this one was close. The Yankees took a 2-0 lead. The Royals scratched back with a couple of runs in the bottom of the fifth inning, and then it stayed 2-2. Into the late game situation. Who would get the big hit? Here's the Yankees at the plate in the top of the eighth inning on TBS.
High fly ball, deep left field. Back goes Melendez. Forget about it. It's gone. In large part, this night has belonged to Giancarlo Stanton. And he gives the Yankees the lead, 3-2 in the eighth.
And Bob Costas with the call there. That was the big hit. The 40,000 fans in Kauffman Stadium, pretty quiet there. Yikes. And the Royals could not respond. Yankees win it 3-2, taking a 2-1 lead in this best of five. That was the only run scored in the final four innings of that game. The Yankees bullpen did it again. The Royals can't get to the Yankees bullpen. New York bullpen went 4 1/3 innings of scoreless work. In this series, the Yankees bullpen has gone 13 2/3 innings, allowed 0 earned runs.
Wow.
So
there you go.
Once the Yankees go to the pen, the Royals don't score.
There's the key.
Yeah. And the Royals finished the game 2-for-15 at the plate. And those two hits were singles in the eighth inning. Witt and Salvador Perez singled, but didn't get him in. Couldn't get the runs in. Yankees win it 3-2, so that means the season now is on the line for the Kansas City Royals. They have to win tonight. Keep the season going. It's game four in this best of five, the Yankees and the Royals. Live coverage of that game at 6:30 this evening. The game's first pitch is at 7:08 p.m. Listen to the Royals and the Yankees on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. In the other series over in the National League, game four in San Diego last night. Top team in the major leagues, the Los Angeles Dodgers, had to win to stay alive, and they did. They shut out the San Diego Padres 8-0. Coming out of the bullpen for the Dodgers, Wichita native Blake Treinen throwing a scoreless eighth inning. So that series is tied 2 games apiece. So the finish of the series, game five, will be tomorrow night in Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. See who advances between the Dodgers and the Padres. All right, we have Thursday night football tonight. It's in Seattle. The first place Seahawks hosting the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers have not won a road game yet this season. Seahawks are coming off back-to-back losses. The 49ers are favored by 3.5 on the road. 6:30 this evening for Thursday night football. You can listen live on 1330 AM KNSS. JUCO Volleyball, the number one ranked team in the nation, Cowley College, wins again. Another sweep, beating Labette 3-0 in Arkansas City last night. The Cowley Volleyball team ranked number one in the nation. Of course, they're last year undefeated national champs. 20-0 this season. So now they've won 61 straight matches.
Wow.
Cowley Volleyball. And most of those are sweeps.
Man.
They just keep rolling right on.
Dominating.
Yep, no kidding. Other college volleyball, we had McPherson. McPherson volleyball team is ranked 24th in the nation, and they won at home last night. Beat Bethel 3-1. 3 in a row for McPherson now, 14-5 on the season. McPherson volleyball team ranked 24th in the nation. And happy birthday today to good baseball player that came here through Wichita, Ramon Martinez, second baseman for the Wichita Wranglers. He is 52 years old today, played for the Wranglers a couple of seasons in the mid-90s. Before he got to the big leagues, though, the Royals decided to trade him to the San Francisco Giants for pitcher Jamie Brewington. Jamie Brewington never pitched a single pitch for the Kansas City Royals. And Ramon Martinez went on to play 12 years in the major leagues,
really?
Including 5 years with the Giants. He is a really good player. Yeah, so the Royals, once again, back in an era when the Royals would trade away this major league talent and get nothing back.
They sense it. You used to get the best of the trades early.
I know, in the 70s, that was their specialty. And they went through a time where they made just terrible trades and stocked all these other teams with great players, and they got nothing back. Pendulum has swung the other way quite a bit since then. Boy, that was back in a time when the Royals weren't doing so good with that. And a happy birthday to Ramon Martinez, really good second baseman. He is 52 years old today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
6:22, keep it in for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Calories needed during pregnancy. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Thursday morning, 60 degrees now.
Hurricane Milton made landfall in Florida as a Category 3 hurricane Wednesday night, rampaging through the Sunshine State with heavy wind and rain. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome says the east coast of Florida could see the effects of the storm soon.
We saw this heavy rain and flash flooding along into the north of where the Milton is tracking. It has developed over the last several hours, several flash flood emergencies along the I-4 corridor. And this is all spreading eastward and likely to already impacting Orlando.
Milton has now been downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane, and more than 3 million people in Florida are without power.
A University of Kansas instructor is on administrative leave after comments he made in the classroom about men not voting for women for president. In a video taken, the class is now circulating online.
It's what frustrates me. There are going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works. Did I say that? Scratch that from the recording. I don't want the deans hearing that I said that.
Phil Locock has since apologized. The school released a statement saying that his intent was to emphasize emphasize women's rights and equality, and that he, quote, recognized that he did a poor job of doing so.
Nearly 10 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat is being recalled across the U.S.
Meat and poultry producer Bruce Pack has issued a massive recall due to concerns of possible listeria contamination. Among the products being recalled, ready-to-eat meat and poultry items, including chicken strips, beef patties, and more, that were made from June to October 8th of this year. Those items were shipped nationwide and later sold to restaurants and institutions. Listeria can produce a serious infection, which is especially dangerous to pregnant women, older adults, and those with weakened immune systems. At least 9 people died after eating boar's heads meat contaminated by listeria earlier this year. There have been no confirmed reports of the infection in connection with Bruce Pack products so far. Sean Langell, Fox News.
Guardsmen with the Tennessee Army National Guards A Company, 169th Divisional Sustainment Support Battalion, deployed a tactical water purification system this week to provide drinking water to communities affected by Hurricane Helene.
They set up in Johnson County behind the Pleasant Grove Baptist Church to purify water from Roan Creek. That location was selected because it's near a population that was severely affected by the hurricane and is close to the interstate to make it easier to distribute. In environments without portable water, the tactical water purification system is a quick solution. It can purify 1,500 gallons of water per hour from a fresh water source. In just 2 hours, they distributed more than 1,800 gallons of water to the local population. Now the team is filtering and providing clean water at a greater volume to those in need instead of bringing in more water trucks. The same system was last used by the Tennessee National Guard in a 2023 deployment to Syria for Operation Inherent Resolve, where over 765,000 gallons of water were purified during that deployment. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
There's a small chance for a shower or thunderstorm, mainly during the early part of the day. So morning hours, possibly into the early part of the afternoon. We only stand at around a 10% chance in severe weather not expected. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies and another warm high of 85. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now clear skies, 60 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 6:34, Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. October 10th, 2024. It was on this date in 1845. The U.S. Naval Academy was established in Annapolis, Maryland, with an inaugural class of 50 students. Yep, the Naval Academy, celebrating a birthday today.
A place it's on my list to visit.
It would be a good place.
Love to visit that campus. A classmate of mine went to the Naval Academy.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
How about that? A rare bright comet will be visible in October with clear skies permitting. This comet will make its closest approach to Earth Saturday. Astronomers say it should be bright enough to see with the naked eye. Telescopes and binoculars will give a better view. Those hoping to spot it should venture outside soon after sunset Saturday and look to the west. Several comets are discovered every year, but many of them burn up near the sun or linger too far away to be visible without special equipment. And after its Earth flyby, this comet will head once again toward the solar system's outer fringes, and we'll never see it again. Goodbye, comet.
Well, somebody will, but not us.
Yeah, somebody on another planet, like that guy in the cartoon. What was that little fellow's name there?
Marvin the Martian?
Marvin the Martian. A court in Switzerland has ruled that a manufacturer was justified in telling workers, if you need a bathroom break, clock out and take it on your own time.
Whoosh. Man, that's harsh.
They're tough in Switzerland.
Swiss.
An investigative report by public broadcaster RTS over the weekend revealed how a regional court ruled that watch dial maker Gene Singer and CSA was within its rights to require staffers to punch out for toilet time. The case has bared a labor law loophole in a wealthy alpine country with a reputation for running like clockwork and where time is money.
Man.
Wow. Have you ever worked at a place like that, Ted?
No.
The Wichita Eagle, did they keep track of every minute you work? Ever clock in?
No. I've never had a shift where I had to do something like that.
As a matter of fact, I think my first job at KWBB, I seem to remember that we'd clocked in, that I had to clock in every day. I might be wrong, but I'm having that memory. And then a few months later, apparently the Kansas Wage and Hour people investigated them. And I only worked there about 5-6 months. And I got a check for a couple $100.
Oh, well.
Apparently they were not doing something right.
They were messing around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. How about the raccoon lady of Washington State? You heard about her? She had to flee her property.
Oh, no.
In Washington State after 50 to 100 raccoons descended on it.
Oh, no.
And they were acting aggressively. This is according to Kitsap County Sheriff's spokesperson Kevin McCarty. Deputies from his office responded to the woman's 911 call last week. McCarty says the woman told deputies she started feeding a family of raccoons decades ago. But in recent weeks, the numbers showing up went from a handful to around 100. Apparently, they were telling their
friends.
Everybody
wants the free meal.
Yeah, you know how raccoons are. Sheriff's Office and Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife determined that no laws were broken. A department spokesman says a wildlife conflict specialist met with a woman, and the raccoons appear to have begun dispersing now that they are no longer being fed.
Yeah, once the food disappears, the raccoons will disappear.
So you had to have
I'm not sure you had to have a state official.
No, wildlife conflict specialist.
A wildlife conflict specialist. Tell you that.
Can you say, duh?
Yeah.
Stop feeding them, lady. There you go, the raccoon lady of Washington State.
Man.
Good story. 6:38 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Some of the live cattle and feeder cattle contracts squeaked out new highs for the move to the upside early in the session yesterday, but the rest of the session was negative trading with triple-digit downside. Now, at the close, the live cattle and the feeders both closed negative, but the feeders had triple-digit losses. Yesterday, some feeder contracts hit resistance at the 50% retracement from their contract low back to their contract high. No trade has been reported in the feed yards as of yet, and the lean hog futures open negative and close negative with some triple-digit losses also. At the close, December live cattle 65 cents lower at 187.22. November feeders were down $1.62 at 248.67, and December lean hogs down $1.60 at 75.57. Now, Wednesday's trading and closes were mixed for the grain and soybean complexes. Fresh market moving news was hard to find yesterday. The corn and the soybeans are holding near the lows of the week. Friday at 11 a.m. is a monthly USDA supply and demand report. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat 6.5 cents higher at 6.15 1/4. December corn 1¾ cents higher at 4.22 3/4. But November beans down 2 1/4 at 10.18. November crude oil 78 cents higher at 74.03. December gold $2.80 higher at $2,629. December S&P 8¾ points lower at 5,832 1/2. December dollar index 1 penny higher at $102.71. And December Dow Jones futures 36 points lower at 42,776. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I don't know if you've heard our story about the raccoon lady of Washington State there a couple of minutes ago. Did you listen to us?
Yes, I did hear it. Yeah.
You have any experience with raccoons? Ever been
none that were good experiences. usually had to get rid of the little varmints because they're a little problem.
Yeah, they can be a problem. I mean, in Riverside, there's been times when early in the morning when I'm coming to work, there'd be two or three of them running across 13th Street, jumping in the sewer over there. And usually they don't harm anybody or anything. But I did have a friend growing up who, when I was a teenager, Steve got a baby raccoon from someplace. Somebody abandoned it or something. And they gave it to his family.
Mm-hmm.
And they raised this raccoon in captivity.
Mm-hmm.
All I remember is Herbie loved Cheetos.
Well, who doesn't?
Okay? But he had to wash them. I didn't know this. Had to put it in water because they don't have any, apparently don't have any salivary glands. So he had to wash them. It was funny to watch him eat. It was a fairly well-behaved raccoon. Except he would hide up in the rafters in the basement.
Well, that's where he
liked
to hang out.
Yeah, and we had one friend, Ed, who whenever he came over, the raccoon would attack him. He would actually jump on his head out of the rafters and try to kill him.
Yikes!
Herbie got to be about 70 pounds.
Yeah, those raccoons can really balloon, especially if you're eating Cheetos all the time.
Every time he saw Cornbread Ed, he'd jump right on him. There you go. There's my raccoon story for the day. I hope you're safe over there in Augusta, Tom Leffler.
We will try to be.
Okay. It's kind of like Tom, you know. Once the steak runs out, Tom Leffler just kind of
goes
away.
Stop feeding Tom. He's gone. You know, he's history. We've seen it firsthand. All right, Tom?
That's exactly right.
He admits it. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. We won't have to feed him. Why is it so hard to feel rich? We're going to find out. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:47 now here on this Thursday morning. Three big things. Kansas Board of Education approves a vote on the bond issue for Wichita schools. That will be in February.
Two.
Woman accused of shooting her teenage son in southeast Wichita.
One.
Hurricane Milton moving across Florida, downgraded now to a Category 1. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got some heavy traffic right now. You can see it on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. This is around K-42 and I-235. Just in that area, some fairly heavy traffic, so watch for a bit of a slowdown. Also, a little bit of heavy traffic right now. Northbound on K-15, and it's just in a couple of places from 47th Street South up to about 31st. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 86 degrees. It'll be clear tonight, the overnight low 58. Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 87. Now a clear sky. Southeast wind at 3 miles per hour.
60 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather's brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy the new outdoor patio at the Monarch. That patio is ready and waiting for you and your friends, and the weather's going to be just right to enjoy it with your friends today. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. Elon Musk's Starlink is being used to help survivors of Hurricane Helene.
Fox on set.
Sure been a lot of hurricanes lately. When the weather feels like destroying, it's not only destroying homes and schools and water towers and electrical wires, it's also destroying communications. Cellular networks are interrupted, cable TV goes out, and that's often how people get their information, even from local channels. That's why there's been a quick deployment of tech like Starlink, Elon Musk's satellite-based internet service. The ground terminals are small and can service a bunch of devices on the ground with high-speed internet. It not only allows for communications for recovery crews, but could also allow people to get their insurance claims filed. And yet there's still a piece of tech that older people know well, proving reliable yet again. Broadcast radio. It stays on the air while local TV struggles. And handheld two-way CB or ham radio provides easy, cheap, and low-battery use ways of sending out signals and getting those signals back. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Another record-setting day on Wall Street, but Boeing stock closed down.
Stocks ending higher with both the Dow and S&P 500 notching new record closes as investors await the Consumer Price Index report for September on Thursday, while third quarter earnings season gets underway in earnest on Friday when several of the largest banks are slated to report. Minutes from the Fed September meeting show that officials were divided over how much to cut rates, but most favored the larger half-point cut as they balanced the risks of a softening labor market and above-target inflation. The Dow winners, Apple, United Health Group, and Caterpillar. The only Dow decliners, Boeing and Salesforce. The Dow up 432 points. The Nasdaq higher by 109. S&P 500 up 41. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Tens of millions of Social Security recipients will learn today how big a cost-of-living boost they'll get to their benefits next year. In advance of the announcement, analysts forecast that the benefit boost would be about 2.5%, about 2.5% for 2025, smaller than the increase the past 2 years. So why is it so hard to feel rich? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, there has been a recent boom in the number of wealthy people in the United States. The COVID real estate bump and soaring stock markets have added to their wealth, and having $1 million may not buy as much as it did 20 years ago, but it's still an admirable threshold of wealth. In spite of that, just 33% of millionaires consider themselves wealthy. If a third of your wealth is in your home, that doesn't really feel like wealth. I get it. It's impractical to take the newfound equity from your home and spend it on luxuries like sports cars and boats and jets and all that stuff. Well, the same goes for record high retirement savings accounts. A big 401k balance may be money, but since it's designated to be used for retirement, and we're so trained to know that, It's not tangible to spend right now, so we don't feel like we're rich. I get it, and we're spending more because inflation, too. Another factor is that's added to that wealth insecurity, as I've just mentioned, is inflation. We've seen the cost of just about everything come down from the post-COVID highs, and price hikes have slowed down, but overall prices are still not where they were before we saw that spike when it was at 9% inflation. For those who are consciously working to attain more wealth, about 44% say that credit card debt is the biggest threat to their ability to build wealth. It's a savings killer because discretionary income needs to be directed at paying down high interest credit cards. What does it actually take to feel wealthy? Well, when asked in a recent poll, about 65% said they would need $1 million in the bank. Nearly 30% said it would take $2 million, and 20% said $5 million would make them feel wealthy if it were sitting in the bank. Now, many American workers worry about just paying for necessities. Nearly 60% of those surveyed said that they would need to earn at least $100,000 a year on average to not worry about everyday living expenses, like $200,000 for them to feel financially secure afterwards. So feeling wealthy is often about having confidence about the future. Of course, if you have any questions about that, you can give me a call. And of course, you know, if you have a financial plan, it really gives you, it tells you exactly where you stand with things. So, you know, whether you are or not, it can help you sleep at night. So give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
You know, my wife worked for Fidelity Savings for several years.
Uh-huh.
Before it was Fidelity Bank, it was a savings account. And just a teller in the branch, but she commented, without being specific and using names ever, she would say, "I can't believe the people who come in here. A couple will come in and they're middle-aged people, and he's got on a pair of overalls and she's got a dress with a rip in it.
And they got $10 million.
And they got so much money in their account. It's unbelievable." This is when she would tell me this, when she and I were struggling to make ends meet, you know, we first
got married.
If people around here, you just can't tell by looking.
Exactly. That book a couple decades ago came out called The Millionaire Next Door.
Okay.
Very, very interesting stuff. I mean, there are so many millionaires out there who may drive a six-year-old Ford and you know, they just aren't flashing it, and they may have been, you know, just had a better than average paying job, but.
Well, you touched on it a while ago. People have big credit card debt. Well, yeah, that's why you're not wealthy.
Yeah,
because you haven't limited what you know.
My grandfather was so great. You know, you would never ever. He never used credit cards anyway. That back in an era when you didn't really need to have them, but you don't pull it out unless you have the money to pay for it right then. Then you let it. You know, use their money for a month.
Use their money. That's right. Use their money for a month. There you go. Today is National Metric Day on 10/10. October 10th, 10/10. Get it? Connecting the dots on this?
Yeah.
National Metric Day recognizes the metric system, its history, and its benefits. Metric system uses decimals as a method of measuring mass, distance, and volume. And I tell you right now, I don't know an inch from a millimeter. I can't tell you the difference. I do know that, you know.
Like most Americans, I'm bored with this discussion already.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
I was a school kid in the 70s when they tried to force that down our throats, and nobody wanted it. Yeah. Nobody wanted any part of it.
Do you think we would be better off with it or without it?
Hold on. I mean, the rest of the world seems to get by with it.
They're fine, yeah.
We're the ones that are holding out.
It's a matter of change. Us in England.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I say, if we've got the British on our side, the rest of the world can take a hike.
Well, you know, like I weigh 32 stones, and my horse is 18 hands high.
Somebody ought to explain the English currency to me sometime.
Oh, God.
A pound from a whatever they call those different
things. Quid.
A quid.
And sterling.
That's 5 quid, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. Celebrate Metric Day however you want to. Maybe
by avoiding it again.
I was just trying to look at my container here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't even read it.
You have centiliters on there as liters.
It's got liters and ounces on both sides.
Ah, good. Well, that'll help you. You just look at that.
There you go. That helps a lot. Thanks, guys. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news.
The only thing Americans care about is the 2 liter.
Yeah,
two liter jug full of Coke.
Coming up on our news this morning, Hurricane Milton making landfall,
750 milliliters,
moving across Florida this morning. We'll tell you all about that and other news on the way. Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.